And now, James Gravel.
One important prerequisite of prayer for faithful Christians is that we must pray with a firm belief that God will hear and respond to our prayers. In Mark 11, verse 24, Jesus said to his disciples, "Whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you will receive them and you will have them." We must remember that biblical faith is not just believing that God can, rather it is knowing that God will. In Matthew 21, verse 22, Jesus said, "Whatever things you ask in prayer believing, you will receive." Remember, too, the words of James 1, 6, where we are instructed, "Ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in his ways." When we pray, we must have a firm conviction in God's ability to bless us if we ask according to His will. In 2 Kings 20 and verse 5, as King Hezekiah was dying, God said to him, "I have heard your prayer." But as the context goes on to explain, God did not just hear Hezekiah's prayer, He also acted on the king's prayer by adding 15 years to his life. However, we cannot expect God to hear our prayers if we are not living our lives according to His word. In Psalm 66, verse 18, we are told, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear." If we have sin in our lives but are unwilling to repent of that sin, we cannot expect God to answer our prayers. The writer of Proverbs said in Proverbs 28, verse 9, "One who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination." If we are living in sin, we need not bother to pray until we remove that sin from our lives. God will not hear and respond to our prayers if we do not heed His word. Thus, an important prerequisite to prayer is that we live our lives righteously before God, walking in the light, 1 John 1:7.